Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 752. The topic is training and the title is Mistakes Happen, Move On. So what I want to actually bring up was in two podcasts ago, in podcast number 750, titled Q&A, Positional Adjustments and Corrections for the Conventional Deadlift and Overhead Press, I actually made a mistake. So one of the terms I was using in the podcast was actually incorrect. So I was referring to the teres major as a muscle that helps to brace and stabilize the shoulder blade, when I was actually thinking of the serratus anterior, which is actually the inferior section of the serratus anterior. So the serratus anterior is a muscle that's kind of like underneath your shoulder blade, between your shoulder blade and your ribs. And the inferior part, like the lower part, helps to pull the shoulder blade down against the ribs and kind of hold it in place when you're doing overhead movements. So we were talking about the overhead press, and it's the serratus anterior, specifically the bottom portion, the inferior portion, that actually does the role of what I was accidentally calling the teres major. The reason why was because just having a conversation with somebody beforehand about the different muscles of the back in regards to aesthetic development. And for some reason, that term teres major got stuck in my head and kind of substituted for serratus anterior. I actually caught it when I was making a video, the next day or later that day after the podcast. I was wanting to make a video of one of the exercises I had mentioned. And when I was making the video, I said, hey, this is the serratus anterior, da-da-da-da. And then I realized, oh, crap, I just called that the teres major the whole way throughout the podcast. So dang. So that's on me. So if you did listen to podcast 750, and if at all you were confused about me referring to the teres major as the role in which I was explaining it, you're right to be confused. It's actually the serratus anterior, the inferior portion, which was actually the part that I was meaning to speak to. So the content was correct. What I was saying about the serratus anterior and its involvement and everything like that was correct. I was just using the wrong word, the wrong name. And I kind of thought through this, like, should I delete that podcast since I did mess up the name? And to me, that seemed like the wrong thing to do, in the sense that if I deleted the entire podcast because I got one muscle name wrong, people would lose out on all of the other good things, all the other kind of good content. And even the content about what I meant to say, the serratus anterior, that content was correct, and it was great content. It's just I used the wrong muscle name. So what I thought would be a good kind of come around on that would be to talk about that one mistake doesn't devalue the whole. This is something that we do to ourselves way too often. Just because we make a mistake, it doesn't mean that our whole self is a mistake, that we are a mistake, that we are an idiot, that we are whatever we call ourselves. So if somebody forgets something somewhere and they go, dang it, I'm so stupid. No, you're not. You just forgot that one thing. And you might say, oh, I'm just so forgetful. No, you're not. You probably remember like 99% of everything you need in the day. You just forget that 1%. Too often, we throw away the whole self when it's actually just a single individual moment. Maybe it is a reoccurring thing, but it's still a very small percentage, small portion of our whole self. So please, in regards to kind of self-love and self-care, don't berate yourself, don't think negatively of yourself just because you make a single mistake. One mistake in your lifetime does not devalue your entire life. It does not devalue you as a person. I realize that some mistakes can be very large mistakes when we're talking about life, but I still think that's true. And I did want to bring it around to the world of training, in the sense that in our training, we can often be making mistakes in training that too often people get kind of stuck to or committed to this mistake, and they try to defend the mistake rather than accepting that it was a mistake and just moving on. So part of what I do is I consult with other trainers, and I consult with personal training directors of large gyms, And some of the times when we have to go through the training staff, the trainers get offended that I would come in and like kind of give corrections or steer what their efforts are in a new way or challenge their beliefs. So very often they'll try to kind of argue why they're doing what they're doing. And I've learned to give them space, let them talk, let them have their moment to explain. And then I ask them if they're willing to hear a new perspective, if they're willing to hear something that might counter it, if they're willing to have a discussion on it. And often if you ask them and give them the choice, they will choose to go ahead and have the discussion. They'll still be somewhat defensive, but at least you've now opened it up and they know that they're a willing participant. So it's no longer forced upon them, but they're actually more kind of involved rather than one-sided, closed-eared arguments. So we'll talk through things like that. And often we find that they might have been doing something in their training that had good intent, but it wasn't actually applied in the correct way. This happens a lot in training. So I've thinking about over my years of training myself and the different things that I've tried in magazines, different things I've tried that I've watched in videos or heard on podcasts. And some of them worked great, some of them did not. But I am happy even for the ones that didn't turn out great. I'm happy that I tried them. This goes back to a quote by Louis Simmons, who is a very famous strength coach, probably one of the top two strength coaches in the world. But he has a phrase that says, "Leave no stone unturned." And his story, real quick story, is if I put $1 million underneath a stone and you went out in the parking lot of your gym and there's 1 million stones. And you'd say, "Oh my God, you kidding me? Like, there's 1 million stones." And you go, "Yeah, but there's $1 million under one of them." Chances are you'd take your time. It might take you a while, but you'd turn over every stone because you want that $1 million. Well, if we want our results that we want from our training, if we want the results that we want from our nutrition, if we want the results that we're putting in from our efforts towards our physical health, okay, we're going to try to turn over every stone. We want to try every possible thing that can lead us to our $1 million, our quote-unquote, our results. Well, don't be afraid to let go of something that you're currently doing to move on to something that might be better. Mistakes happen. Move on. I remember when I was younger as a trainer, the idea of fasted cardio came up, which is doing cardio without any food in you. So typically it's done in the morning, but you would do fasted cardio. At the time, it was touted as a great way to burn body fat over glucose glucose through the form of glycogen, because there would be no glycogen in your muscles, which is stored carbohydrates, because you haven't eaten any carbohydrates. So your glycogen storage would be depleted, so therefore the only kind of resource to use then for fuel would, in their mind, be stored body fat. That's actually not entirely true, and it turns out that fasted cardio is actually a very effective way to lose weight, but you lose a lot of muscle tissue along the way. You increase a lot of cortisol. You cause a lot of physical stress, which can lead to sleeping problems, leads to caffeine abuse, leads to just kind of chaos in your life. So the number on the scale goes down, but you look like shit and you feel like shit. So not really what we want. When people say they want weight loss, they do want to weigh less, but they don't want to feel like crap and they don't want to look like crap. They're actually assuming or hoping that the weight loss leads to them looking better. Fasted cardio does not do that. You will lose a lot of muscle tissue if you do fasted cardio over a long period of time. This is why I'm not a big fan of intermittent fasting diets. I've explained that before in past podcasts. It's kind of a stupid way to eat. It doesn't match the way the body works, and most often people are just already doing that. They're already under-eating during the day and overeating at night. Now they just say, "Well, I'm only going to do it from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then all of a sudden it's going to magically become something that improves your health? That's stupid as hell. You probably already eat only one small meal during the day, overeat at night, and it makes you fat and you feel like crap all day. How come now that you put a time frame on it, you think that's going to magically make any difference? It's not. That's stupid. So fasted cardio is something that I diligently tried. I did 10 months of fasted cardio one time. every single day for 10 months because I wanted to see how effective it was. I did fasted cardio with a lot of my clients at the time because I told them, hey, this is kind of the new thing. This is what people are talking about. Let's give it a try and see what we think. It all turned out to be a pretty horrible idea. And one of the major reasons why was the people who were using fasted cardio for success were typically already, like, they were on some kind of testosterone supplement, the illegal one. They were typically already using some kind of, like, a fat cutter or fat burner illegal supplement. So they had these compounds in their body that were protecting their hormones from the negative effects of fasted cardio when you don't have those hormonal protections. So that's something that I tried. I openly tried it with my clients, and we all openly admitted that it was a mistake, and we moved on. So there are various things that I've asked people to do that they have fought. Like, one of the concepts with a recent trainer was the use of pre-exhaust technique as a way to increase strength development. They said that there's no way you can get stronger by pre-exhausting a muscle before a big lift. I told them I've done it with dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds and hundreds of people, even people who've set state records and got elite totals in powerlifting. And I've shown them the programs, showed the people, and they were still stubborn as hell and still don't believe me. I have no clue if they tried it or not, but it's absolutely asinine if they would not, in the sense that what they were doing was plateauing and not reaching results. So what they were doing wasn't working. What I had showed them to do had worked hundreds of times and worked in very extreme conditions, such as getting an elite total, which is somewhere around like only 5% of all powerlifters ever get one. And I've used this technique for a bunch of people who've gotten elite totals. So they said their way wasn't working. I showed them that this way did work. It's not even my way. I didn't invent it. I'm just aware of it, and they aren't. So I just showed them that this was a way. They disagreed, and therefore they stayed with their way, which, again, by the way, wasn't working. How often do we unfortunately do this in life? I'm doing the thing that I'm comfortable with doing, even if it's uncomfortable doing it, but I'm comfortable with that uncomfortable. Whether it's a form of dieting, whether it's a form of, you know, relationship behavior, financial behavior, whatever it might be, we're comfortable doing it this way, but we're not getting the results we want. Someone presents us with a new way to do it. We get defensive and we say, nope, I'm going to stay with the way I'm doing it. That is so freaking stupid. It is unbelievable that we do that as a human species. This thing that isn't working, I'm going to stay with because I'm unknown. I don't know what that thing you're asking me to do will do. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't know if it's going to move me forward or keep me the same. So since I don't know any of those things, I'm going to stay with the thing I do know. But the thing that I also know doesn't move me forward. You can see how stupid this is. It sounds stupid when I explain it. It's even more stupid when we do it. So what I wanted to do in this podcast was to encourage you to not hold on to your mistakes. Be open to new information. Be open to information that challenges your normal way of doing things. It is only through new ways that we can then get new results. So if what you're doing is kind of petering out and it's not going forward very much, it's not going forward at all, maybe it's going backwards, try something new if you want to get something new. That is how you can progress forward, is by doing a new thing that pushes you in that direction. You must have an open mind. Again, too often we have a closed off mind. We think when we make a mistake that we have to hold on to it because if we admit that we made a mistake that we have less value as a person. Bullshit. That's not true. That's absolutely stupid. I made that podcast 2 podcasts ago. I said the wrong muscle name, but it doesn't devalue that podcast as a whole. That podcast is still extremely helpful. So that's one example. We can also refuse to acknowledge the mistake. We just put our, you know, bury our head in the sand and just kind of say, nope, nope, nope. Well, that's pretty stupid too, because that way, doing that, we're never going to get results. We're never going to move forward. We're never going to become better. So I'm encouraging you, when you hear challenging information, to don't close yourself off right away. I'm not saying you have to do it, but be open. Hear the information out. Check it out. Research it. Look into it and see, okay, does this match the science of what they're saying? If it's a nutrition thing, is this actually how the body works? If it's a training thing, is this actually how the body works? Who has gotten results? Do they look the way I want to look? Are they strong the way I want to be strong? Are they as muscled as I want to be muscled? And was it only one? Was it dozens? Was it hundreds? Was it thousands? So I said before, I've lifted weights myself for 20 years, worked with clients for 18 years. I've worked with over 2,000 clients, taught at the university level for 7.5 years, worked with over 500 students. Just because something works for one person, sure as shit, does not mean it's going to work for everybody else. Even if you can find a place that says, oh, this worked for, you know, hundreds of people, research that. See if it's true, because chances are it's not. Or it worked for 100 out of 1,000 people. So it's actually a pretty crappy process. So I know, I'll skip that part. So the idea is to do a little research. So stay open to it. But research it and see if it's good or bad. Research it, you know, find as much information. And then be willing to try it if you think it's worth it. If you think it might be worth it to any degree. So I've experimented with things so much in my kind of physical health, physical progress lifestyle. And it's just something that's, even in the negatives, I've still learned stuff. I've learned something of value in those negatives. So, okay, hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully kind of like a general idea towards it, in the sense that don't be closed-minded. Be willing to try new things. Just give them their fair try. If you're not moving forward in what you're doing, try anything else. It doesn't even have to be that good of an idea. If what you're currently doing isn't moving forward, then try anything else, because maybe that'll move you forward. Be extreme in your willingness to work, but be open in your mindset in what you're willing to work at. That's the importance. Be open. Don't hold on to a mistake. Be willing to accept it and move on. Okay. Now, we do have a lot of free information on our social media channels, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under the name Brutal Iron Gym. We try to post every day if I can. There's a lot of information there about exercises. We're doing, right recently, we've been doing more workout structures for free to kind of show different ways to work out, different ways to select exercises. We also have other resources. So we have free consultation offer we've talked about with podcasts. If you're struggling to move forward and you kind of feel stuck and you're in a jam and you don't know what to do, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We are in the process of scheduling and recording podcasts with live people. So that way you can hear them talk, you can hear me talk, you can hear us talk through their issues and see what's the common things that we address to correct those issues. Therefore, you can then learn how to do that for yourself. So if you're interested in one of the free consultations, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Just have to tell us your first name. You can even use a fake first name, so it's anonymous. You don't have to tell us too many personal details. But I think it'll be helpful for people to hear that. We also have kind of like our Brutal Iron Gym Nutrition Education Method that we are developing, which also comes with a workbook. And it is a program to teach you about nutrition so that you can write your own diet. Why follow diets written by other people? Why follow other people's rules of nutrition? Learn how nutrition works and write your own rules. That'll give you a much better chance at being able to be consistent and adherent to that. It'll be your program. It'll help you live your best life. If you're interested in that, if you want to participate in the development of that process, again, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're happy to have people help. We just want to kind of get some feedback, get some interactions, and see how it kind of develops as we work through it. Cool. Okay. Well, if you want any more help, you can always reach out to us at our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can check out our email. Like we said, you can always email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So if you think the podcast is helpful in any way, please, please, please share it. The more people you help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.